Oh, yes. You better believe there is. What an exciting afternoon this is, because the plunderers are coming out of the woodwork. They're like ants. They just, you know, there's a season where they come looking for your money and they just go crawling around chewing on everything they can. They're the kind of ants who, they're like termite ants. What do you call those? Red ants? You know, they destroy the infrastructure that they claim to want to build. They are coming to get you again because they are outraged. They are outraged, the plunderers are, over the fact that you did not roll over for the toll plunder. They are outraged. They can't stand it. They can't believe it. How dare you? How dare you say no to tolls? You are such a plebeian. You are such a pathetic little excuse for a citizen that you would ever think that they have enough of your money. Oh, they are so outraged. They can't stand it. House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz and House Majority Leader Matt Ritter reiterated House Democrats' commitment to investing in the state's roads, bridges, trains, and overall transportation infrastructure. We appreciate Governor Lamont's continued commitment to fixing Connecticut's transportation system, said the Speaker of the Union, Joe Arisimowitz. Our caucus feels strongly that we must make investments in our roads, bridges, and trains to grow our economy, but that tolling cars is not the way forward. Wait a second, this has to be a mistake. The Speaker of the Union says tolling cars is not the way forward? Do you remember him a few months ago? His indignance at the idea that the serfs of Connecticut would dare to rebel at the idea of tolls? Do you remember his surliness over the idea that there were protesters? Do you remember him poo-pooing the idea that anybody would pay any attention to a couple of thousand protesters on the lawn of the state capitol? His utter indignance at the idea that the people would engage in democracy in a dictatorship. And now he says tolling cars is not the way forward. This can't be our Speaker of the Union, can it? It's got to be another Arisimowitz, an imposter, a poser. Arisimowitz and Ritter are asking the governor to consider truck-only tolls on 12 of the 14 bridges in the governor's transportation proposal, now defunct, called CT 2030. The House leadership proposal eliminates Route 9 and the Wilbur Cross and Merritt Parkways. Those latter two have no trucks, and Route 9 has not much. Not enough for them to bother with, because they need big money. Trucks do 80% of the damage to our roads, blah, blah, blah. So they're back to, you remember how all this played out. Lion Ned ran on the idea of trucks only tolls. Do you remember this? Then he gets elected, and 30 to 40 seconds after he was sworn in, he announced that, oh, he was mistaken. He was mistaken. Truck only tolls wouldn't do the trick. He needed cars. Then he proposed 90,000 gantries on every inch of roadway around the state. Then he lost. Then he brought it back to 567. Then he went down to 320. And even with 14 last week, he got stopped cold by Democrats in the legislature. Now they're scaling back again. They are not willing to go away without a gantry. They want gantries so bad. They are in love with gantries. I think they identify sexually with gantries. That's why, you know how they say it's fluid, that whole thing. They've got a wicked crush on Gantries. Why would they have such a big crush on Gantries, do you think? Even if it's just 12, why do they want them so bad? Why are they dealing with such a Gantry Jones? Where does this addiction come from? What makes them so crazed? They want your money. Matt Ritter says, I'm sick of people talking about camels and their noses and proverbial tents or slippery slopes. Tolling trucks has nothing to do with tolling cars. This is a completely separate issue. There is no tent. There is no slope. I want elected officials to answer this question. Is tolling trucks a good idea or a bad idea, period? Okay. You answer that question for me right now, 860-522-9842. Well, not for me. For Majority Leader Matt Ritter. Answer his question. Is tolling trucks a good idea or a bad idea, period? Once and for all. Because suddenly the plunderers have a trucks only Jones. I can't believe the deja vu we're going through right now. They want trucks only tolls. Oh my Lord, they just can't make up their mind. Just ridiculous. All right, let's talk to Rudy in Florida. What's going on, Rudy?
Hey, you were on with Will the other morning. You were talking about an organic slogan, and I came up with two. He liked the first one. It was
Was that you who called him towards the end of his show this morning?
Yeah, cut cost or get lost in 2020. But my second one is cut cost or take the loss in 2020. And I put up a poll on Twitter. I tagged both of you in it, and I DM'd both of you in it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I like that. Which is your favorite of the two?
You know what? I came up with the one walking my dog on hold for something else that I wanted to talk to Will about. Mm-hmm. And then I was driving to a Korean market down here where I live, and the second one popped in my head. And I think I like the second one better, take the loss.
Either one's good. I think you could even have two that were flipping because the message is the same. And that's the key message, that this arrogance that they have, this conceit that they deserve, they're just indignant over the idea that they don't get an endless flow of money. Rudy, there's noise in the background. I'm going to let you go, but thank you so much for the call. 860-522-9842. They are indignant at the idea that people would dare rise up. They think they are part of King George's court in England in the 1700s, and they just can't believe that the people dare speak. They want to know. They want to know. Is tolling trucks a good idea or a bad idea? Legislators are afraid to come on this show for the most part. They've been ordered by their bosses not to come on. But perhaps there is a legislator in Hartford with the courage to call in. I would encourage him or her to do it and to explain to us why truck tolls all of a sudden are the right thing. Why are they all of a sudden the thing that needs to be fought for instead of against? You remember when the governor did his flip-flop, that had to be a planned flip-flop. It had to be orchestrated with everybody involved, didn't it? Or do you think the governor was running rogue when he did that? Roger Enfield. Hi, Roger.
Hi. I think the tolls on trucks is a terrible idea because it's basically a stealth tax on the rest of us.
It's a what?
A stealth tax.
Oh, you mean because it goes to every good and service in the state?
Absolutely. It's just going to raise the cost of living.
Well, that's all they want to do.
Right. And there goes the exodus out of the state. That's the reason why everybody's leaving.
No, the reason everybody's leaving is because of a piece of concrete fell off of a overpass.
I'll tell you what, you could have all the golden bridges out through the state of Connecticut. If you don't have a good outlook for the future. It ain't going to happen. People are still going to leave. They're not going to want to come. You got to be business friendly, and that's what's going to attract the youth. The residents of this state are elderly. The youth are leaving.
No, I am convinced that the youth would stay if only there were tolls. That's what Ned tried to tell. It is laughable, Roger. I'm glad you can laugh about it, because that's the right response. They are laughable. And this is a beautiful moment for the state, because it's a chance to see exactly how monomaniacal they are in their lust for taking your money and their sense of disdain for you having a say in that whole process. They want to be able to take it by default. We have started. This is, well, let me do a little rant after a break. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue on WTIC. Oh, this is just so much fun. They are desperate. They are junkies. Just breaking into whatever home they can and stealing whatever they can steal. That's what the Democrats are right now. They are the most dangerous criminals right now, because it's driven by a Jones. If they don't get their fix, they don't know what's going to happen to them. Let's see. I'm overwhelmed here with texts. This is a press release from Len Fasano, who is the Democrat in Republican clothing, who is pushing now his own tax hike plan, his own big government plan. I don't know. It's not opening right now. I'll figure that out in a second. But this is just so much fun. I love when they get revealed, because they're under pressure and they can't deal with pressure. They're used to you giving them whatever they want. But I just want to say this before we take more calls. The moment that we have come to, I think, in the state, I hope this is where we are. Last, what was it, 6 months ago, whatever, when the thing happened with early voting. Do you remember when Fasano wanted to pass in the Senate early voting to help the Democrats get it into law? And Themyscira had done the same thing already in the House. And everybody was shocked. Nobody believed that Themyscira would help the Democrats pass something as heinous as early voting. But she went along with it. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal was, what she was going to get in exchange. But she did. Then Len Fasano was going to do it, and we put up a fuss and got him to back off, as did members of his own caucus. That started a changing dynamic that means great news for you. And that is that we have discovered a mechanism through which, that is this radio station, through which we can leverage the plunderers to go find their fix elsewhere, to leave taxpayers of the state alone. And the important part of this is the political mechanism. What is the dynamic that makes it work? The dynamic is this. We make a lot of noise here. We mobilize a lot of people. Everybody goes and calls their representatives. The representatives or senators hear what's going on. They go back to leadership and say, and this is particularly true on the Republican side, engaging Republicans is the important part. The Republican voters go to their elected Republican representatives and say, you can't let this happen. And this simple mechanism is all the state has needed, is some way to mobilize against the sellout Republicans, the Republicans who pretend to be Republicans but really are Democrats, like Len Fasano, and to mobilize them to stop the plunder. This mechanism can now turn the state around, I believe. 860-522-9842. That's the moment that has arrived in my mind. I'm an optimist, yes, but I believe that's where we're at. Linda, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for the call. I'm rocking. Are you kidding? I'm pumped up. I'm excited. I love when the insects start crawling out of wherever they've been hiding.
I tell you, it's a scary world today. I love listening to your show, and thanks for bringing all the real news to us.
Well, it's a privilege to be able to do it, I'll tell you. And the power of this radio station, to be able to harness it to do something good for the state, is just wonderful.
Well, I let them know on my tweets, so whatever you're saying, I'm relaying.
You turned that right into a poem. I love it.
and I didn't know it.
How about that? All right, Linda, anything else?
Yeah, well, I'm calling in regards to the tolls for the trucks. I mean, Connecticut is going to destroy itself by its own workers. It has, I mean, I'm a state worker, and, you know, we're making a lot of money retired, and, you know, stuff goes on. But in regards to the tolls, the trucks, they don't have to come to Connecticut. And what they're going to do is they're going to be charging a little bit more money to get their goods to Connecticut, but they can avoid Connecticut, go right up to New York and Massachusetts. Now we can go travel for cheaper prices, or they're just going to relay the more money for the tolls to us.
Well, I'm glad you're excited about that and that you feel good about where we're at, Linda. Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for your kind words. It's I think this is a really special moment right now. Scott in Bristol. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing? I just want to let you know you gave me my quote of the week when you said that they must sexually identify with gantries. That was like the perfect quote.
They're gantry lovers.
They love the gantries. And, you know, here's the thing. With the Connecticut residents have said, not one gantry. Governor Lamont is blind, has blinders on, I should say, when it comes to gantries. That's all he wants to do is get one up. Once he gets one up, he can get more up. Even if he says it's only going to be for trucks, then all of a sudden he can change his mind and say, no, we're going to have to add more because we need it for maintenance or whatever. And it's just going to keep rolling from, it's just going to keep rolling from there. He's put himself in a corner because his whole budget relies on the fact that he needs tolls. It's never cut spending. It's never, you know, okay, let's figure out where we can figure out ways where we can cut from different departments. His whole budget was relied on tolls, and now he's seeing it completely blow up in his face. And now they're just panicking. They're trying to do anything they possibly can to get at least one toll up.
Well, you're right. The panic is based in that there's no way to make ends meet in the state of Connecticut without either raising taxes again, because they haven't raised taxes in a couple of weeks, Scott. They want to do it again, or they need to do something more dramatic to get money. They need to find a way to get money, or they will have to cut spending, and that is absolutely anathema to a Democrat who believes only increasing budgets every year. News, then we talk more on WTIC. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Plunderers are going into plunder overdrive. The Speaker of the Tolls, I think, and his mini-me, Matt Ritter, are going to have a press conference at 4:15 to announce in desperation. This is toll desperation time. They just don't understand what is going on when Democratic politics work in a Democratic way. They're not accustomed to that. Why? Because normally it's hard to get everybody charged up enough about the crimes they commit to pay attention. But now we're in this charged up mode where everybody's hearing it, feeling it, seeing it all the time. And it's tolls, 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 taxes, tolls, tolls. Tolls with a salt and pepper of taxes, or the other way around. I'm not sure what. Grocery taxes, service taxes, sales taxes expanded into new crevices, nooks and crannies. Oh, the plastic bags. I love the plastic bag plunder. That was great because they got double-crossed by their own shenanigans on that, because they're not getting anything for the plastic bags because the grocery stores switch over to the paper ones. Okay, so Len Fasano, the, I don't know what we properly call him. It's best to look at him, I think, as the assistant to the Democrats. But officially, he's the Senate Republican leader. He issued a statement. Here's his statement. House Democrats are welcome to bring forward whatever ideas they have. But this is not a plan. This is a concept. There are no numbers, no explanation of how the Special Transportation Fund will be made solvent, no explanation of construction costs, no indication if this is a gross or net projection, and no explanation of how this will cover the cost of needed transportation improvements. I appreciate that House Democrats want to be part of the conversation. Oh, listen to Len. He's kidnapped the conversation, he thinks, and now he's congratulating Democrats on wanting to jump back in. However, Governor Lamont has already reviewed and abandoned this idea. That is the Democrats' new idea of trucks-only tolls. I personally do not support tolls on trucks, says Len Fasano. I have always feared that tolls on trucks is the first step to eventually tolling cars. Well, of course it is, which is a tax increase people do not support. Senate Republicans have offered a comprehensive transportation plan with no tolls and no tax increases. We still believe this is the best way forward for our state. We welcome conversation with all caucuses and the governor. That is Len Fasano, who's excited. He sees himself as being in the driver's seat of expanding state government with a new infrastructure plan. 860-522-9842. The question from Matt Ritter, the majority leader, that is the majority being the Democrats. He's sick of people talking about camels and their noses and proverbial tents or slippery slopes. Wow, is that a beautiful quote? This guy's a poet. Tolling trucks has nothing to do with tolling cars. This is a completely separate issue. There is no tent. There is no slope. I want elected officials to answer this question. Is tolling trucks a good idea or a bad idea, period? That's what we're asking you right now on WTIC as the plunderers rise up again like a phantom from history, like one of those tacky Ed Wood movies. Remember when the B-monster movies with the Frankenstein-type characters rocking around? That's them, the toll monsters, the Democrats. 860-522-WTIC. I love when this guy calls because it's Todd from Manchester. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. A couple comments on the toll. Can you hear me okay?
Well, so far.
All right, good. So a little late on this comment, but last week Governor Lamont ran out his whistle stop tour on another pitch for the tolls, and he was marketing it, you know, with all the pizzazz of we're going to upgrade the rail cars to 5G technology, and we're going to reduce your commute times. And, you know, he's doing this down in Fairfield County.
Yeah, yeah, the razzmatazz, the razzle-dazzle, just throwing out those rapid-fire words, those keywords that everybody wants to hear.
Right, right. And you go back to Malloy's administration, and it's a little different topic, but They're getting hit, you know, Fairfield County, the Gold Coast is getting hit because they're pulling the money back for the ECS, the educational cost sharing, from Fairfield County. You know, it's because, well, they're more affluent. They have more money. So we're not going to give the Richfields and the Westports and the Wiltons the kind of money that, you know, they need because, well, they're wealthy. But now they're going down there and they're trying to sell them on these tolls with these upgraded cars. And it's just like it's a double hit. You know, I mean, I'm never for singling out this class warfare because you make, you know, $500,000 and I'm pulling 70 or 65 or, you know, it's like, and it just, you got to wonder about that. And if Democrats had a little enthusiasm in them that they consistently show in our legislature over the last 40-something years for their incessant Jurassic-sized thirst for money. If they showed a little of that enthusiasm about letting the surviving taxpayers in this state hold the money that they have, things might be a little bit more better. But
well,
they keep coming after your wallet.
No, you're right. If they showed enthusiasm for anything that was actually in the best interest of taxpayers instead of just in the best interest of them, everything they do is for them. And watch this frenzy that's going on right now. I've gotten a press release. This has all gone on in the last hour, right? A story coming out about Matt Ritter and the Speaker of the Tolls And they're having a press conference at 4:15, and they're in a frenzy over wanting trucks only. That's their new proposal. Trucks only. You remember Ned wanted that in the campaign. And Len Fasano's mad because they're trying to get in on his territory. So he's got a press release out to represent the Republican big government crowd. And the governor now, I haven't even gotten it open yet. It's just sitting here on my phone. And I don't know. It's like there's a disease inside of them, and suddenly the bug has been activated by some remote control. And this is the day when emergency plunder mode clicks in. They've got to get your money. Who knows what stimuli triggered this, but they want your money, and they want it bad. All right, what is this? Governor Lamont's statement on House Democrats' transportation proposal. Oh, that's the 19th. That's today. Governor Ned Lamont released the following statement regarding the transportation proposal announced today by the House Democrats caucus. I am appreciative of the House Democrats' thoughtful contribution to this discussion about Connecticut's economic future and the critical need for investment in our transportation system. A guiding principle of CT 2030 is a dedicated revenue stream, which in large part comes from out-of-state drivers. This proposal adheres to the basic principle, albeit to a lesser extent, but is a concept that the governor has explored in the past and one that should be considered among the other plans. Given this addition to the conversation, the plan from Senate Republicans presented last week and a reported plan forthcoming from House Republicans, I am recommending that all caucuses be prepared to bring these proposals to a meeting in my office as soon as possible. Connecticut's economic success is vital to our state's future, and this discussion should be held with all caucuses dedicated to creating a solution. So you see all the cause and effect here. First, the Speaker of the Tolls announces tolls are back. Tolls for trucks only are back. That's his proposal. Then Len Fasano answers and poo-poos it, says, "What? This isn't a plan. This is an idea." Essentially, Len says, you've just pulled this out of your butt. And by the way, the governor already tried it and turned away from it. Okay, good point from Len Fasano. Len pushes his big government expansion plan, because current spending can never be enough for either the Fasano side of the Republican Party, which is the Democrats, and the Democrats. Democrats can't stand in any way having to live within their expansionary means. New taxes. What did they pass this year? $1.3 billion, $1.5 billion in new sales taxes? 1.7? That's not enough for them. That's how badly they've messed up the state. And they keep talking about tolls like, oh, they're in love with infrastructure. They want to be able to marry gantries. That's how excited they are over this. All of a sudden. All because they've just mismanaged the state so badly, they need any money they can get. John, South Windsor, hi.
Hi.
What's up, John?
Todd, how are you?
Yes, John. I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm listening to you on the radio and pretty much the same how I feel. I don't think that these tolls for trucks is a good idea. It sounds to me like they just want to get in. And then once they're in, then they'll expand the tolls.
Well, of course they will. Yeah, they're junkies.
Right. So it's just, I wouldn't give them anything.
That's the right spirit right there. That's it. Put that in a bottle. Go out there and sell it. Okay, John?
Okay, I will.
Because that's what we need. We need that everywhere. That spirit right there. Understanding exactly what's going on. Just say no. Thank you so much, John. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Quick break. We'll talk more on WTIC. Yeah, so at some point, the plunderers, the speaker of the tolls in particular, is supposed to have a press conference to announce his new love affair with truck-only gantries. So we'll see what happens with that. They usually don't run their press conferences when they say they're going to have them. And, I mean, nobody in politics does. But the big news is they're back chasing trucks, just like a crazy German shepherd who lived next door to me when I was a kid. I grew up next to a German shepherd who was obsessed with, it was actually tires he was after. And whether it was a car or truck going down the street or me riding my bicycle past this German shepherd, he would try to bite the tires. And that kind of lust is something I haven't seen since. But I see now in the Democrats in the state of Connecticut the lust for more money and their love of gantries. 860-522-9842. And you've heard all the press releases and statements and the things they have to say. They want them bad, Darren. What do you think?
Not a great idea to be going after the trucks in Connecticut. I was just calling in, Todd, to say thanks for having me on, and I really enjoy the show. I've been in the transportation business for about 30 years myself, and years ago, a lot of the goods that were consumed in the Northeast were brought up here, primarily by trucks. They were relayed basically from distribution areas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, on the other side of the Hudson River.
Okay.
We have a lot of, over the last 20 years, there's been quite a few warehouses opening up here in the Northeast in Connecticut, big mm-hmm. companies with big distribution centers, which means there's a lot of trucks coming in with volume, and then there's a lot of more redistribution here in the Northeast. And it's a cash cow for these, for those gantries. Again, I think just like many of your callers are stating, that the gantry will go up. Once it starts hitting that truck, you already have the infrastructure in place. It's just as easy to start hitting the cars several years down the line. I'm quite surprised that the governor or the state hasn't just gone exclusively after the trucks in order to break the ice and then go from there.
Well, they miscalculated. You know, they thought they could get the whole shebang while they had just won a big election. They got dominance in the General Assembly, and they thought they could do whatever they wanted. And keep that in mind for all politics and every fight going forward, that when they have a chance to take advantage of you and do what's wrong for the state, they will absolutely strike. And they can't get it out of their system. They're like vampires in the night. They just have the taste for blood, and they're coming to get you.
Consume, yeah. And they may have miscalculated. There was kind of a misconceived notion that trucking companies would just kind of eat the cost. The whole industry has been through a deregulation period that dates way back into the early 80s, and that deregulation process has created such a competitive atmosphere that the only trucking companies that are basically left now are big companies with big pockets, big lawyers, and big accounting firms.
Like everything in America, it's been consolidated. Darren, thank you so much for the call. Robert, you're next on WTIC. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, Robert.
Yes, hello. I don't know. Okay, you had a great show, Todd. I don't know if this is true. I hope it's not true. I heard a rumor that if you're a state employee, you will not have to pay tax or tolls because it's not part of your contract, and now your monthly payment's going to be, your take home's going to be lower. So the state employees, I heard, were going to be, you know, excluded, and first responders also, but not veterans. And I don't know, did you hear anything about state employees would not be taxed on these tolls?
Well, people have asked the question before. You're the first one I've heard come forward with that argument.
Yeah, but is there a truth to that? I mean, as far as
not that I know of. I've never heard that. But I'll check and we'll let you know, Robert. Thank you so much for the call. Mark in Weathersfield. Hi.
Hi. I just was thinking about what is pushing these guys to push for so hard for these gantries? And there's two things that I'm coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
Federal money that they want for to spend at their will, and the other one is lobbyists for these gantry companies. Who is lobbying, and what are they offering as a quid pro quo to these legislators?
What are they offering? They're offering money.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at. Is I'm just throwing it out there as a reminder to everybody that it's follow the money, people. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but I think I think what these guys, the money they're after, I believe, is the money to pay the bills and not be humiliated by running out of cash. And they don't want to have to come to you and explain, frankly, clearly, honestly, with responsibility, just how badly messed up the state is financially, and to beg for more money. They don't want to have to grovel, and they don't want to have to cut spending that's against their religion to actually run anything efficiently or properly, or to phase out an obsolete program that never happens, because that money buys votes. This is all about vote rigging, election rigging.